Broken Window Garden.
Broken Window Garden.
Live improvised.
Live improvised. Sound Club Blob.
Good morning. It is Saturday, September 18th, 2021. 7:56 a.m. You're listening to the Broken Window Garden. Let's get started.
I consider it my special privilege. I hate my wife right now, so if you could kindly shut the fuck up.
Sometimes the parent feels that they own the child. They don't think the other parent should have any role in the child's life. Sometimes it's a way for a parent to convince themselves that they're superior to the other parent. There are a lot of different motives, but they all lead the parent to feel that they need to declare war and that the children need to be soldiers in this war and taking sides with them against the other parent. Parental alienation refers both to the state of the children where they feel disconnected, cut off, contemptuous of a parent, and it also refers to the behavior of a parent who's doing this to the children.
You are a fool.
Thank you. You know, when people know they're getting a divorce, they immediately go into a warlike mobilization. They get allies, they create propaganda, and this is what shatters families.
Okay, so I got this one. Oh, but next one's gonna be pretty tricky, you know why?
Why?
See, after 9 it's 10, but how are we gonna make 10?
What did we do last time when we had 10? When we had 10 tens, we put them together and moved them, right? We turned them into something. What did we turn them into?
20?
No. 10 plus 10 plus 10 is 20, but when we have 10 groups of 10 all together, it turns into
100.
Yeah. So it'll be like we have a new 100.
Let me just take out my book.
Okay.
Wait. We should actually read that book again for this.
I think you're doing good. You're right. You're on the right track. Look. So we're just making a new 100.
Did you know I actually
Let's focus on this. Let's look. So we have two 100s now, but we're making a new one. So how many are we going to have?
Moved on, and I hate that phrase so much, and I understand why other people do, because what it says is that Aaron's life and death and love are just moments that I can leave behind me and that I probably should. And when I talk about Aaron, I slip so easily into the present tense, and I've always thought that made me weird. And then I notice that everybody does it. And it's not because we are in denial or because we're forgetful. It's because the people we love, who we've lost, are still so present for us. So when I say, oh, Aaron is, it's because Aaron still is. And it's not in the way that he was before, which was much better. And it's not in the way that churchy people tried to tell me that he would be. It's just that he's indelible. And so he's present for me. Here, he's present for me in the work that I do, in the child that we had together, in these three other children I'm raising who never met him, who shared none of his DNA, but who are only in my life because I had Aaron and because I lost him. He's present in my marriage to Matthew because Aaron's life and love and death made me the person that Matthew wanted to marry, so I've not moved on from Aaron. I've moved forward with him.
I consider it my special privilege. I hate my wife right now, so if you could kindly shut the fuck up.
Now we're going to turn it into a nightmare.
You have just played out the American dream.
Yeah. And now we're going to turn it into a nightmare.
You have just played out the American dream.
Yeah. And now we're going to turn it into a nightmare.
You You have just played out the American dream.
Yeah.
And now we're going to turn it into a nightmare. You have just played out the American dream.
Yeah.
And now we're going to turn it into a nightmare. You have just played out the American dream.
Yeah.
And now we're going to turn it into a nightmare. You have just played out the American dream. Now we're going to turn it into a nightmare. You have just played out the American dream. And now we're going to turn it into a nightmare. You have just played out the American dream. And now we're going to turn it into a nightmare. You have just played out the American dream. And now we're going to turn it into a nightmare. You have just played out the American dream.
And that's it. Take care, everybody.